We thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
How is the life?
Mbolisa kunaibao.
Reinforce your neighbor.
Mwagalize usinga obulungi.
And wish them the best. Praise him, the Lord Jesus. Our Father told us in Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18, that let's get to reason with him. Today we're not going to ask for many things. You reason a word with the Father.
Yes, we was even
you.
Can't we don't say an baby room?
Let me expect you to use the good words. You know, the Father is where he calls us to reason with him. Many times we are within praying just. You know to reason with someone. And you've heard words with knowledge.
He
speaks in Job 38. Who is bringing darkness within my counsel and words without knowledge. I know that what you called him, there is knowledge within it. What you've reasoned with God. Friend is right around, he listens very well.
Yes, he is.
Praise Jesus.
We are
not going to just spend hours that we cause him to open his ears to hear. Speak so much, we shout that he opens his ears. Yesterday we are here with the choir. The one which has been in the last year. You know it was phased out, God is creating a new one.
Yes, he was even.
Praise Jesus. All who are going to come within it are going to be new. They're not the old ones. And when you see someone, don't see them the way you've been knowing them. But we were here when you were reasoning about things.
And
God is telling us someone who is in Entebbe. When they come, they give us a vision of all the changes which happened. That's why we say that God is around. That's why we don't say that call him, we tell him what. Today he has told a reason with him. Speak and reason something with him. It may have insisted around your life. It may have been a sickness. It may be
foreseen.
Reason something with him with knowledge in it, on your issue. Now added you 30 seconds. Maybe you had not understood before. Reason something with this God.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tuagara kweyongerayo.
We want to be moving on.
N'obujjuvu bwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
With the fullness of the Lord Jesus.
Kubanga twakkiriza okulaba obuziba bwe.
For we accepted to see his death.
N'okulaba obugulumivu bwe.
And to see his heights.
Okulaba obugazi.
To see his length.
Yes, you
praise Jesus so much. Of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Right now we're still looking at the Lord Jesus. Within him are things in heavens and earth. And
you're
going to be seeing of hell. And it too is found within Christ. And even principalities. In this realm below, which is known as the last created heaven,
we
are going to be seeing of hell, principalities or spirits reigning within the air.
They
are not further within Christ Jesus our Master. In him are things in heavens and earth. From the planet where we are, to stretch through all the heavens, to reaching the third heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But like we told you that in the Lord Jesus there are two rims or parts. We have the rim above,
which
is made up of the first created heaven, where there is the city of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven.
We have
the second heaven to be created,
where
we find the four living creatures, the store of all spirits given the body on this earth in the different ways.
Then we
have still in the rim above the third heaven, where we find the garden of God, the throne of God, and the ones of the 24 elders. And then we have the rim below. It's made up of the last created heaven, which is known as the fourth heaven.
Where
we find the kingdom of the sun, the moon, and the stars. And
they're
in the firmament of that heaven.
Then
and the 10 planets, including our planet Earth, and
they're
found in the center of that last created heaven. But that's the entire body of Christ.
And
we're still looking at the dream below, the last created heaven, the fourth heaven. We are going to see hell and the principalities. Then they are spawned within Christ. Where else they are formed. That's why we tell you there's no way you can run from the Lord Jesus. And it comes to pass. No one can go to the Father except they pass through the Son.
Now
I want to move on, finish what is to come out of the full knowledge. Or from the focus.
Focus of God.
The focus of God. What God is intending and is targeting. Fill the knowledge, the world as water spread over the sea.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The focus of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The world be filled with knowledge of God as water spread over the sea. Even with the glory of the Master. We've begun like this. According to John 1:16, all things within heavens and earth, the Holy Spirit explained of them like this. Let's hear.
John 1:16. Kubanga kukujula kwe fefena kwe twaweebwa ikisa mu kifo ky'ekisa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kukujula kwe
from his fullness.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
That is the Lord Jesus.
Fefena kwe twaweebwa.
We were all given.
Vula bayogera nnyo mu Yokana 15.
That's why it speaks much in John 15.
Iye nyini ye muzabibu ogwaddala.
He himself is the true vine.
Naffe benyini tuli matabi.
And we are branches.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Era n'atugamba.
And he tells us.
Watali tetulina kye tusobola kukola.
Without him we can do nothing.
So ne part gye tugenda okulaba eyagayeena.
Even the part we are going to see of hell. hell and the principalities in the kingdom of the stars,
they
too appointed in him the Lord Jesus, or in that which makes up his body, which makes up heavens and earth, and no one has ever run from him. Praise Jesus.
What
we try to move on, bring understanding, but the script moved on to gather with this book. He first gathered whatever is in Christ, whatever is in heavens and earth, and the ones above the heavens, or the ones which were there before. But when he speaks of hell, he says, no matter where you run, the word has remained seeing you. Already you have not gotten out of his body. You are still within his body. Let's hear the spiritual speech of this issue. According to Psalms 139,
Zaburi chikumi asatu muenda nolinyotusoka.
Psalms 139 from verse 1.
Ayi mukama, wano nyanze wamanya. Omanyi bwentuula era bwengolokoka. Otegeera okulowooza kwange nga kukyali wala. Ononyeza ddala ekkubo lyange n'okwebaka kwange.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Atumanya okuva
we tuli. He knows from where we are. He knows whatever is in heavens and earth. Those are the ones which are in him, in the Lord Jesus. When you go to verse 7, verse 6 and 7, it speaks like this. Psalms 139 verse 6.
Nagenda wa okuferi omoyo go oba naddukira wa amaaso go. Bwe nnaalinnya mu ggulu nga gy'oli. Bwe nnaayala obuliri bwange mu magombe, laba nga gy'oli.
Owulidde ekibeerawo.
Have you heard what happens?
Agamba nti bwe nnaalinnya mu ggulu.
When I was standing in heaven.
Kama ye wuyo yoyo.
The Lord still is right there.
Ye mukama waffe mwennyini Yesu.
That's the Lord himself, Jesus.
Bw'anaagenda magombe.
When you go to the depth of hell.
Era nayo mukama waffe Yesu nayo gy'ali alabayo.
The Lord Jesus is there, he sees there.
Kubanga gwe mubiri gwe.
For that is his body.
So bwe twogera ku kuleeta ekitiibwa okumanya mukama waffe Yesu n'ekitiibwa kye.
We bring to know the Lord Jesus and his glory.
Nga twolekera okulaba ku kitaffe.
As we have to see of the Father.
Mu biro ebijjawo mu maaso.
In the seasons ahead.
N'okulaba omwoyo omutukuvu.
And to see of the Holy Spirit.
Ebintu bye tukugamba oba bye tukuleetera.
We bring to you or we tell you.
Tuleeta mazima gennyini agawedde
emirimu. Bring the ultimate truth.
Era nga tukakasa.
And we prove.
Kidala kituufu.
Truly.
Ebintu mu guno biri ku nsi biri mu Kristo Yesu.
Whatever is in heavens and earth, they are within the Lord Jesus.
Era nga ye mukama wa ddala.
And that is the real Lord.
Teri mukama mulala.
There is no else other Lord.
Yes, ye mazima.
Praise Jesus.
Amazima bwe gati.
The truth is that.
Ono si nabbi bunnabbi.
This is not just a prophet.
Wabula twogera ku oyo alimu ebiri mu guno ebiri ku
nsi. Speak of him, in him are things in heavens and earth.
Kutuukiriza Yokaana isuule eyo.
To fulfill John 14 verse 20.
Bayogera nti kunaku
liye. When he speaks on that day,
muli manyanga muli munzi.
You will know that you're within me.
Era nange nga ndi mu kitange.
I am within the Father.
Kikigambo kitubikula kakano.
The word we reveal right now.
Nga tubikula mukama waffe Yesu.
As revealed the Lord Jesus.
Ye butonde bonanga buli mu Kristo Yesu.
All creations are within Christ Jesus.
Ate naye nga ali mu kitaffe.
And that he too is within the Father.
Kubanga kitaffe akole kiyitibwa waggulu we ggulu lyonna.
The Father makes what we call above all the heavens.
Eri ku ntandikwa gyatandika n'ekigambo.
That's the beginning where it began with his word and his spirit. Let's move on with Psalms 139, verses 9.
No matter where you will go.
Or
you tell me fly God up at the end of the heavens. Still there, you're still within the Lord Jesus. There is nowhere you can run to.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Zaburi ya 139 verse 10.
Psalms 139 verse 10.
No mukono go ogwaddyo gunankwata. Bwe ndyogera nti enzikiza tereme kumbikkako. N'omusana ogunneetoolodde gunaaba ekiro.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Yagamba omuntu kumukunnyonnyola.
The Holy Spirit says in explaining.
Kyebyagala ye tolina wesobola kudduka.
That truly there's no way you can run.
N'ogamba nti odduse ku Mukama
waffe Yesu. And say you've run from the Lord Jesus.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
But amagombe.
Now hell.
Oba obunnyo obutakoma.
Or the bottomless pit.
Komera lya Katonda.
Is the prison of God.
Mwasibira abajeemu bonna.
Where he imprisons all the rebellious.
Abaganya okwenenya.
They refuse to repent.
Okuva mu bantu.
From the human beings, and to get from the angels, they hell too is found within him. His body makes up a big house within it. There is even a prison. That is the bottomless pit. Like you said, that's Uganda, a prison within him. And it has a location where it is.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
Even Jesus is the way.
He is.
That you will not find hell elsewhere out of him.
But
it too is within him. Within him are things in heavens and earth. Now the truth is the Lord Jesus. Truly he is Lord.
And
he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be thanked. Praise Jesus.
This is
where he tells us in Job 38:17.
Job 38:17. Enzigi ez'okufa zaali zikubikuliddwa. Oba wali olabye enzigi ez'ekisiikirize eky'okufa? Wali otegedde ensi bw'eri engazi? Yatula obanga omanyi byonna. Ekkubo liri ludda wa eridda mu nnyumba ey'omusana? N'ekizikiza ekifo kyakyo kiri ludda wa?
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Twagala kuddamu nga tusinzira ku mbiri gwa Mukama waffe.
We want to get to the bodies of the Lord Jesus.
Ekifo kinene ekyekizikiza ensibuko yonna evaawa.
Of darkness, where is its source?
Atugamba ye yagenda mu maaso n'okiteeka mu bunnyo obutakoma.
He tells us he moved and put it in the bottomless pit.
Era n'okulabika nga obunnyo obutakoma buno.
And even these bottomless pits.
Bubeera kye tumanyi nga geyena.
It's what we know as hell.
Oba ekomera mwasibire myojo n'emije.
The prison where he imprisons all rebellious spirits.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Eracho boda banga okusinzira mu kubikulesulo yomwenda.
That's why I see according to Revelation 9.
Singo bikulawo obunyo obutakoma buno.
If you open the bottomless pit.
Uja kufutuka mu kizikize ekisala ko mbwengula bonna.
Out of which will come total darkness which will cover the entire firmament.
Era enjobe beja kulekerawo kwaka.
And the sun will be stopping to give its light.
Mwezi kuja kuba kulekera.
The sun will be pausing to give its light.
Nemunye nyezo.
Even all the stars.
Atusomeyo ku Kristo ya mwenda.
Let's read Revelation 9.
Tukaka santi amagombe na gote gasuka nga mubiri gwa Kristo.
Prove you hell is not exceeded the body of Christ.
Dara ye mukama.
Truly he is Lord.
Ku bikura esula iyo mwenda n'olunyiriri olusoka.
Revelation 9 verse 1.
Malaika wokutano nafuwa nedaba emunye nyenge eva mu ggulu negwa ku nsi. Naye wa ekisumuzo ky'obunya obutakoma. Nasumula obunya obutakoma.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus so much.
Emunye nye yava mu ggulu.
That star came from heaven.
Si munyenye zino ezolaba ez'omubbanga
ezaaka. The usual star you see within the space.
Olumi lugambi.
The language is said.
Tinenda be munyenye nge eva mu ggulu.
And I saw a star come from heaven.
Ngegwa ku nsi.
And it's fallen on the earth.
Naweebwa.
And he was given.
Ekitegeeza balina gwe boogerako ali mu kyama.
Means they're speaking someone within a mystical language.
Naweebwa ekisumuzo ky'obunnyo obutakoma.
He was given the keys to the bottomless pit.
Bw'osoma ku bikulibwa essuula ya 20.
When we read Revelation 20.
Bunnyo olusooka paka olw'okubiri.
From verses 1 and 2.
Bajja kubuulira nga oyo ye malayika w'obunnyo obutakoma.
Show that that's the angel of the bottomless pit.
Atusomayo okwawulira.
Let's read there and we hear.
Ku bikulu essuula ya 20 n'olunyi olusooka.
Revelation 20 from verse 1.
Ne ndaba malayika ng'akka okuva mu ggulu ng'alina ekisumuzo ky'obunnya obutakoma n'olukigere olunene mu mukono gwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Malayika oyo.
That angel.
Eri gwe bayise munyeenye.
Here in 9 is the one called the star.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Lwaki batera okubayita munyeenye?
Why do they usually call them a star?
Yes, he was great.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kubanga ba malaika olunaku lwe babatonda mu kibuga kya Katonda.
Angels the day they created them in the city of God.
Jerusalem
Jerusalem of heaven.
Ate lwe lunaku lwe munyenye nazo lwe zaatibwawo.
It's the same day when they put the stars in place.
Usinzira ko Yobu isule iyo. Yasatu mwa musangu. Asatu mwa nano nyuro musangu.
According to Job 38 verse 7.
Katujisome na yowu lile.
Let's read it too and you hear.
Yobu esula yasatu mwa munana. Noli njiri oromu saavu.
Joel 48 verse 7.
Lugamba. Emunyenye ezenkya bwe zaayimbira awamu n'abaana ba Katonda bonna ne boogerera waggulu olw'essanyu.
Bonna bayimba olunaku ki?
All of them sang on the same day.
Emunyenye ze tulengera.
All the stars we see.
Mubanga.
In the point.
N'abamanyiddwa ng'abaana ba Katonda ba malayika.
Those known as the sons of God, the angels.
Bonna batondebwa ku lunaku lw'emu.
All were created on the same day.
Bamalayika baali babateekawo mu kibuga wali Yerusalemu.
The angels were put in the city of Jerusalem.
Ani mubanga ly'eggulu nabo bateekayo emunyenye.
Even the firmament of the heavens, they put stars there.
Era bayimba olunaku lumu.
And they all sang the same day.
So batera okubaleeta mu kyama ky'emunyenye.
Now they usually bring them in a mystery language of the star.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Era ky'ova olaba nti mu Matayo sura y'okubiri.
And that's why you see in Matthew 2.
Baalaba emunyenye ya Mukama waffe Yesu.
They showed the star of the Lord Jesus.
Eba munyenye zino eziriyo mu bbanga.
Not a usual star within the space.
Abeera malayika.
That is an angel.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Naye ekyo kyekyama ky'emmunyenye eri.
That's the mystery of the other star.
Gye tusomye mu kubikulu esula y'omwenda.
Which we've read in Revelations 9.
Nti baboogera ku malayika oyo w'obunnya obutakoma.
That they speak of the angel of the bottomless pit.
Katuddeyo mu kubikulu esula y'omwenda.
Let's go back to Revelations 9.
Wagala kwetegerezebwa ddala magombe gano obunnya obutakoma.
We want to see whether hell really is the bottomless pit.
Era nga likomera lya Katonda.
And it's the prison of God.
Kubanga dali singalibwa mu bwakabaka bw'emmunyenye.
For it's found within the kingdom of the stars.
Kubikulwa esula y'omwenda n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Revelations 9 from verse 1.
Malayika w'okutaano n'afuuwa n'endaba emmunyenye ng'eva mu ggulu ng'egwa ku nsi.
Bwe bakugamba nti munyenye yava mu ggulu.
When they tell you the star came from heaven.
N'egwa ku nsi.
And it fell on the world.
Eba yava ku mulyango gw'eggulu wano.
Means it came from the door of heaven.
Malayika oyo yava yava mu Yerusalemu.
That angel came from Jerusalem.
N'ayita mu mulyango guno.
And he passed the northern door.
N'alinnya ku nsi eri waggulu.
Came down on the top of the planet Earth.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Tebagambye nti n'agwa mu nsi.
They have not said that and he fell within the world.
Kigambiddwa n'agwa ku ki?
It said. He came on the world. On top of it.
Yes, he was with.
Amen.
The ones giving in the keys of the bottomless pit.
According
to the image we have there. You will just cross westward to the bottomless pit. Use the other image. We are about to release more bigger images. And they're like the ones here. That you can see them clear.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
It's very easy for him to go to the polymer speed if he's part on the top of the planet. Let's read Revelations 9.
Revelations 9,
verse 1.
Malayika w'okutaano n'afuuwa n'endaba emunyenye ng'eva mu ggulu n'egwa ku nsi. N'ayewa ekisumuluzo ky'obunnya obutakoma. N'asumulula obunnya obutakoma. N'omukka ne guva mu bunnya ne gulinnya ng'omukka ogw'enkoomi ennene. N'enjuba n'ebbanga ne bizikizibwa olw'omukka ogw'omu bunnya.
Yes, he was with
Amen. Jesus.
N'enjuba n'ebbanga.
The sun and the sky.
Ne bizikizibwa.
And they were darkened. Because of the smoke from the bottomless pit.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. The bottomless pit
is
known as the prison of God. Where they imprison the rebellious evil spirits. The fallen angels. People who refuse to repent all their unrighteousness. But what we tell you. That these are not very far. They too are still within Christ. Our difference with those people. It's not them having the words of Christ in them.
They're
not to hold and strengthen. Stand in Christ and to bear fruits. These people are cast within hell.
They have
refused to repent and align themselves.
He
calls them branches which have been cut off. And they have gotten dried.
You
cast still in hell, they have gone to dry you right there. That you can become firewood of the lake of fire.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But what more want to tell you? That truly this hell is born in the kingdom of the stars. It's the reason why when you open hell, darkness is to cover the entire sky. Not many times hell has been opened.
And
when they cast someone there, the seal of hell just moves up a little. And which comes power to keep that door, nothing gets out of hell. One day when hell totally opened well, darkness got out of there, covered the entire world. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Then when the Lord Jesus entered within that hell, in the
room
below of his body had come here, told you why Jesus has the ability to get from his body to reach down where we are.
Truly,
we were his pattern from his fullness, all we are given.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But hell, or the bottomless pit,
is
known as the prison of God. And you can't move on committing the thief, the devil, that he gets to lead it. I've never seen a thief leading a prison. Are you having anyone? And they gave a thief to head a prison. You can set free all thieves. Or they just make a deal, they move out still and they get back in the prison.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But according to 1 Peter chapter 3,
he
speaks like this of this prison.
Peter, ekisoka esule yokusatu, nolu nyiriri, rukumi na msambu.
1 Peter 3 from verse 17.
Kubanga chechisinga obulungi, katonda bwayagala mukwagala kwe. Mwakubunya abunyeze wanga mukola obulungi, okusinga nga mukola obubi. Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonya abonyezebwa olw'ebiyo mulundi gumu, omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu, atuleete eri Katonda, bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo.
Mukama waffe Yesu,
the Lord Jesus,
omubiri wano yattibwa,
in the body he was killed,
omwoyo n'azuukizibwa,
in the spirit he was raised up,
naye kigambibwa nti mu mwoyo,
but still in the spirit,
yagendera mu kkomera,
he went within the prison.
Atuwulire.
Let's hear.
Petero ekisooka essula ya kusatu, olunyiriri lwa 19.
1 Peter 3 verse 19.
Bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo, era kwe yagenderamu n'abulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. Edda abataagonda, okugumikiza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Noowa, eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibwa, amazzi mwe gaalokolera, abantu si bangi, gy'emyoyo 8.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Nti mukama waffe Yesu bwatuuka ku nsi,
when the Lord Jesus reached this world,
bw'amala okukubibwa,
after he was beaten
olw'ebibi byaffe n'obutali butuukirivu,
for our sins and our righteousness,
nga bwe twawulira mu Isaya
53.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Yagenda emagombe mu kkomera lya Katonda,
went in hell in the prison of God,
obunya obutakoma,
in the bottomless pit,
okubuulira emyoyo egy'okumulembe gwa Noah,
to preach to the spirits of the era of Noah.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Know the day when hell got a number of people at the same time, it was in the era of Noah, in Genesis chapter 6.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. But hell had begun to work long time, right from the chasing of Adam from the garden. It began to immediately work.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We try to bring you something like this. Shouldn't be any person like you that hell is not working. Spirits are going to be under in the space of this world. And you the dead come join on the spirits of your dead forefathers.
Friendly.
Hell is working up to now, even from long ago it has been working. Something which has not yet worked is what we call the lake of fire, that is waiting for judgment to happen.
And
it's not found within hell then.
We
saw that the lake of fire begins from the city of God,
Jerusalem,
in the Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now because of that,
you
know that hell has been working for a long time. The other is a prison.
You
shouldn't like that a demon ran from hell and came back.
God
who made that prison is not sure of it.
Father,
those who gave us a false vision
and
told us demons ran from hell and have come to attack the living. Now fallen angels are the ones scorning you in that. And they claim to appear like demons of your dead relatives. But hell was made and it's a prison. You cannot run from there. And remember when God binds, no one sets loose. When he binds you, no one sets you loose. When he closes, no one opens for you. When he opens for you, heaven, then enter. No one can close for you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The problem we found with ourselves that we don't know things just how they are. But like the new generation with the full knowledge of God, we want to bring you things just as they are. And we speak of God. In the journey of heaven, where we study how the journey of heaven appears, what we study of the fullness of God. Even though here we give them to you in a summary form.
Yes,
praise Jesus. To show you what you expect from us. We are not yet to waste your time.
And
this ministry will not be within the world coming to waste people's time. But give you what the Father expects us to give you the right seasons. For the Lord Jesus says that who is this faithful servant whom the Lord will find when he gives his brethren food in the right season.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tell us
Matthew 24.
So to
see, you still get things required of you, the sons of the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
All here we've rotated to prove that whether hell is in the kingdom of the stars. And at the same time, it's the body of Christ. Because we saw when hell is opened, that known as the bottomless pit, the prison of God, when it's opened officially, darkness must cover the entire sky. That's why when the Lord Jesus was going, there appeared darkness for 3 hours in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to what is written in Luke, let's go read there. Luke 23. Let's begin from 44.
Luka esula yabiri musatu olinyirwana munya.
Luke 23 from verse 44.
Obudde bwali butuuse essaawa nga mukaaga. Ne waba ekizikiza ku nsi yonna okutuusa essaawa 9. Enjuba obutayaka ne kiki ery'omu yeekaalu neliyulikamu wakati. Awo Yesu n'ayogera n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba nti, Kitange, nteeka omwoyo gwange mu mikono gyo. Bwe yamala okwogera ekyo n'awaayo obulamu.
Yesu
n'awaayo obuki? He gave up his life.
Obulamu bwe yamuwaayo wa?
He gave up his life where?
But
it is where he tells us, I gave up my life to redeem yours. In the moment when you enter the hell, remember in Isaiah 53, the chastisement of our generations and spirits was put upon him. It means we met to
suffer here within hell
and the lake of fire. And he went, cut it off from us.
So, yes,
it's reason the moment he was going, and he gave up his spirit, hell opened. The opening, which is total opening. For this was not open that they will come and a sinner in it. But they will come the saint who had decided to carry the sins of many. And they wanted to see overcome death and hell. For death and hell, the others are angels.
abawe bukuba omwononyi
were given charge to torment and punish the evil.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The only way to overcome them was not to complain at all upon his being beaten. Right from the cross where he was, reaching into hell, in the bottomless pit, in the prison of God. That's where many times were beaten on the cross.
And
say one thing, forgive them, they don't know what of they are doing. He had not complaining. He was supposed to accept that punishment.
But what would also mean Jesus was angry at God?
Now that where you read Jesus overcame death and hell, and you think he shot it with a bullet. He shot it with the bullets.
Or
he kicked them with karate and boxing. Friend, it wasn't like that.
The
Bible says he humbled himself with the point of death. He never complained at all.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now, the way he overcame death and hell, that is the way.
The
death was at the side waiting for him, together with the one known as hell. These are the ones who headed the prison of God, the bottomless pit. Praise him, Jesus. We know Adam was the first to fall in hell. Before he went, there was hell empty. It was created to be empty till it gets someone to go in it. Until they have given them works to do there. Death immediately began working in the garden. For they told Adam, when you touch the tree, you will surely die.
As
they told him, you'll never escape death.
And
that's where we never overcame him and he smote us down. Death, there's nothing that we fought with him. But he is there to see that we hold on the commands of the Father. Told you that he's touched the tree, give them the body of death. And you begin to shepherd them.
But
death is the shepherd of the evil people. Now their flock is hell.
Singa.
Remember, in the garden we never overcame death. If you don't overcome death right now, hell is right there waiting for you.
Now,
what the Lord Jesus was able to do for us, to overcome death and hell, not in the battle but coming on the world and hold on God's command without out of them,
and
beaten without complaining over the beatings, the beatings of this world and the ones in the pits of hell. Why did Jesus move on to do this? For from his fullness, all of us who were given was feeling our pain.
Though
he wouldn't have given up himself, was feeling it where he was. Now to take it off him, he had to give up himself. The beatings were meant to be for us. If you refuse to believe him, you will be condemned.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now when you speak of hell or the bottomless pit, the prison of God, it's found in the kingdom of the stars.
Yes, so
the reason why you open the stars stop giving their lights. All darkness you hear in Genesis chapter
1,
from verse 1 and
2,
it was gathered and put within hell.
If
God still separated the darkness from the light, hell was created and it swallowed most of the darkness. Darkness you see is not darkness in the night. Darkness is total darkness moving like a wall.
And
in it are leathers which cut your face. The other is total darkness. One day, hell and death went to bring that darkness in Egypt.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So
you must be careful of these words. And you put them in understanding. Even though death and hell, there are angels who have gotten from his body. But he's the one who gave them those works. And when he decided to give up himself, they didn't handle him as their master. They handled him as a sinner and they beat him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. I thought that death wasn't involved for the Lord Jesus. Death is not the one
who took it.
He overcame death right on the world. If he complained from the world and broke any commandments, remember we Adams where we fell from.
We
fell from not holding on God's commands.
For
in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 and 16,
he
said, when you touch of the tree, you surely die. The commands that say, all the other trees you can eat of them, but this one alone, we don't eat of it. The day you will eat of it, death will be right there.
Now,
when Jesus came on the world, that's when he said, I'll proclaim the command. God told me, you're my child of the God new today. Try to see not breaking any command that he can overcome death. For in Genesis chapter
3,
we the Adams were before we broke the command, and death consumed us. Jesus to save us from death, he had to hold on all the commandments, never breaking any single one. And the beatings of death, he beats us on this world. The punishments and the
torments,
they too, he had to bear them. Whether his bathroom manger, whether his father is a carpenter, he's been given, raise him, he never was to complain of it. That he can overcome death.
Then in Napsatuzi Yamari Magombe, I know Kuangura Magom.
3 days he spent in hell, he had to overcome hell.
Ngata, he
never complained of the beatings there.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. People, you've taken me into asking and taking me in here. We say we don't bring a detail, we bring a summary here. What more you are meant to ask it in the kingdom of heaven?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So that we younger you.
Let's proceed on.
Nayenga ichirada kumsonga ya magombe.
On the issue of hell.
Olina kubanga uruza anti gali waranyo kuva
mukozi. You shouldn't think that the hell is far from Christ.
Aritu uruza anti stani ya.
And don't think that the devil is the one who is ahead in within hell. There is an angel of death and hell. All these are still in the body of Christ. The
thing
who say, I feel I want to ask a question. Okay, ask a question. They knew they beat the master of them who decided to become a servant. According to Philippians 2, Jesus decided to become a servant. When he said to death, not reaching that he has until to the angel of death.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Does death too part? Punish or hell is the one involved in that. If you ask death and punishing, you see the troubles of this world, the troubles upon your body, for that body is of death.
He's
the one who put even the hunger you always have. And experience. The entire weakness of your body.
You
got it from the photocopy of the body which died within the garden. The punishment death to punishes. And there's no shepherding of people which is good.
kubanga bamugamba akoze kibi musasule ngebikola
bibikoze. Told him the one who has done sin, pay them as their works are. Not that he is harsh, he is bad, but the one who commanded him is the Father who told him that.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Even the young infant child is born and they begin to feel hungry at that moment.
The shepherd who
uses wild whips uses. Let's read Revelations. We want to wind up hell within the body of Christ, which makes up heavens and earth. Revelation
6:7. Akokona, nebulya eddoboozi ly'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jangu, nendaba, era laba, embalaasi eya kyenvu. Neyali atuddeko erinnya ly'okufa.
Erinnya ayitibwa ani?
His name is called Death.
Ne magombe n'agenda naye.
Magombe tabula waawo.
Hell is always right there.
Wekasula bakufa nga waali.
If you see Death is right there.
Otunulangako emabega bw'oti.
You always look behind.
Bw'olabayo magombe ng'omanya ebigaga tewawangudde kufa.
If you see hell behind you, know you never overcame Death.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye kufa ensumba y'enjibu.
But Death is shepherding is not easy. This is the way he does his works.
Revelation 6:8.
You've heard how he shepherds. He shepherds with a sword, the famine, the sickness, and the beasts of the fields. That's why the Lord Jesus one day said in John
11,
Lazarus had not gotten the sickness of death. If you get sick at the sicknesses of death, no matter what the doctors do, the one who can stop that death,
it's
the Lord Jesus himself who overcame him.
Satan,
all other sicknesses of the devils, those are easy to be chased and cast out. The sicknesses of the devil, the weakness of the body, those ones get healed. But if it's death who has brought that sickness, and you have to check out of the body, the one who can stop us, the one giving us authority, the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But the shepherding stands like that. We looked here in Psalms. Psalms
49.
Zaburi yana mwenda nolu njiriri ule kumi nesatu.
Psalms 49 from verse 13.
Ekubuli yawe elio bwe usiru siru wawe. Na ya abantu ababadilira basima ebigambo byabwe. Batekerwawo magombe ng'ekisibo. Okufa kuna abeeranga omusumba waabwe.
Nyirwa kumeko
14.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ate kama wekisibo.
They were good for the flock.
Yemagombe.
That is hell.
Musumba waabwe basumba kumsi.
They are shepherds who shepherd them on the world.
Yokufa.
It is death.
Oba umanyi mu Bible z'oluzungu tukivayo burundi. Naye lutereza olunyiriro.
Version doesn't come out clear, but correct that verse. When the shepherd death fails on you on this world, you know he's shepherding as he shepherds the evil. He never ties a chain or a rope on you.
When
you really see that they have tied you, you walk as he shepherds you.
He does this
famine and the things.
okudaga n'okubonabona kw'ensi
the troubles and the suffering of this world
wabula bw'otamuwangulira wano ku nsi
if you don't overcome him on this world
ng'agamba mutwale mu kisibo
and he says take him in the flock
wali olabyeko nga bazimbye ne beetoolooza bwe bati gye balundira ensolo nga tebazikkiriza kugenda
okwetaaya
ati waliwo abalunzi
nabo
balundira ku tewaliwo
biraalini
olwabasumba bo basumbira mu open field
for the shepherd shepherd within an open field
wabaawo abazigalira
and there are those who make paddocks for them and clothe them in
akati ye kufata kugalira mu
now death never clothes for anyone
asaya mara okugalira omwoyo gwo mubiri nga tusobola kuvaamu
clothe your spirit in a body that can't get out of there
bw'omulemererwa wano
if you fail on him here
waliyo avunanyizibwa ku kisibo magombe
one responsible of the flock is hell
yali n'olujegere takuta kweta
as a chain never lets you move independent
ayina okusiba ku lujegere
he has to tie you on the chain
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Ona twali wakalo ne weta ya notable na ye magombe.
Free but within hell.
Ebintu bichuka mko ebonyo bonyo byeyongera mu kubirungo.
Punishments they advance them.
Oyinza okugamba konsobo nye bonyo eto nabona.
You may say you have suffered on this world but you have not yet suffered.
Ocha atambula nakono ogeno
ndende. You can even have freedom to move up and down and move yourself.
Kubanga yasumba abononyi b'okunsi
kuno. He is all shepherding the evil of this world.
Tabasiba njegere.
He never ties the chain on them.
Wabula bwana akukwasa musingo obukambi.
When he will hand you over to the one who is more harsh than him.
Akulira ekisibo mu magombe.
The one who hates the flock within hell.
Yali n'olujegere abeera n'enjegere.
He has chains and he ties his victims.
Alina okusiba embuzi zino.
Has to tie these goats.
Now in
the world we have liberty and freedom.
Say, God,
you can you take away all my peace?
What
peace did God take from you when you can even move freely here? When they will hand you the owner of the flock in hell, he has the chain that never lets you free.
Tusubira kusimbula mukangendeke eliyogenda
wa. Don't let me go to this place you're going where?
Kali byamagombe
now concerning hell.
Ngabo tutegera ntikatika singana wa mbili gwa mukama
afi. Like we know it's spawned the body of the Lord Jesus.
Tusarawo kukirizo yo tuba waamuzi nokukira.
When we decide to believe him we are more than conquerors.
Twakala kumulira Kristo mukirize ngo utegereshi
twete muendo munyi. And believe him when you understand the most precious thing.
Yes, you must be
raised. Jesus.
Omani muru Yesu kumbadde mukirisa.
You don't have the
kaburungi.
Believe who is not clear.
Ngatuyinza kakasabo kama bwe buli.
And you can't prove his lordship how it is.
Nenyagalo shiku mukirisa.
But what you
believe obukama
and the lordship of his.
Ubutegera burungi.
You understood it very well.
Manyoga bana Yesu ye mukama.
He said Jesus is Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise.
Nani yogera nayo tobiteke.
You speak don't understand.
Nyagalo tegere mukama kitegeza aji.
What does Lord mean?
When you mean about his lordship, the bishop.
You know you have his lordship, the bishops in Uganda.
Lord,
what kind of Lord is that one?
Lord
is false to the world, but the Lord we are to believe is the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Erinya lyabwe generally libatera okubayita kufane magombe
death and hell
batera okubayita erinya Abaddon oba Apollyon
Abaddon or Apollyon all of them
okusinzira ku bikulu by'esula eyomwendo nyolo 11
according to Revelation 9:11
ku bikulu esula eyomwenda n'olunyolo 11 Ziri na kabaka wazo malaika w'obunya obutakoma. Erinnya mu Lebulaniya Abaddoni. Ne muli Yonani alina erinnya Apolloni.
Alina baakulira.
Bali
biliyoni 200.
He leads others who are 200 billion.
Ne baasawo ne beegabanyamu abamu bakolako ku feno.
But they decided to divide themselves. Others are working on the mission of death on the world.
Abamu bakolayo eri mu bunya obutakoma.
Others work within the peace of hell. In the prison of God.
Mugena.
Within hell.
Erinnya lyabo bakulira mu general bo balimanyi
nti general name they
Abaddon.
It's Abaddon.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kuba ulira wali nti ono kufa nti ono magombe.
Remember this is death, this is hell.
Naye erinnya lyabo eriri
general. But their general name is that.
Yes, he was
praise right. Jesus so much.
Nakati waliwo ebintu ebibadde ebyogera ku Kristo naye nga si mu mazima.
There are things which have been speaking of Christ but not in truth.
Waliwo abaga magistani akulira
mago. They will say that the devil is the one who is the leader within hell.
Kakati
now
abantu ne befuula bakola endagaano ne kufa.
People claim to make a covenant with death.
Mbone magombe
that even with hell.
Umanyi babatwala wali kunyanya.
You know they take them under the ocean.
That's
spoken up in Ezekiel 27.
That's
where they meet Jezebel
and
some of the fallen angels.
And
they lie to them, we are the one who are leading within hell.
And if you
decide to join on
us, we are
going to give you works to be wardens in hell.
And you are
the ones who are beating and giving
punishments. There are
stories of gospels released and
they say that
the demons of the devil.
They are the
ones punishing people within hell.
Now
listen to that story.
A thief
is beating a fellow thief within the prison.
Those
who make us commit sin and after they beat us for the sin.
They
would have been the first to be beaten. That drama,
we are
not going to bury it.
But the one who
speak of is the real Christ Jesus.
And
we speak of things within him.
We
want to bring them in truth just as they are. Without any lie.
We are
not like those many distorting the word of God. But we show you what is to be released in the new generation.
With
the full knowledge of God.
Most you
may meet it in the journey of heaven.
But here we try to
show you that we have the ability to bring that knowledge.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen. For
if you can give a summary like this,
how
more the fullness can it fail
us? Can we
give you a map of something and we can't tell you the details of what is in it?
It's
impossible.
Let us
read the map that we realize we can know whatever is in the map.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The man we started with is the word of God. The great guider.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
But we
understood of those
on
the name of death and hell, their general name. This is their number. Those working in the pits of hell.
Don't
be deceived that the devil and his demons are the one living within hell.
Revelations 9:16.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Revelations 9:16.
Their
total number, they are 200 billion. When you join together death and hell.
The
angel of death are on this world most of their time. Even the ones of hell. But because they are made winds, many times we can't see them. According to how we start of them in Hebrews. Hebrews 1:7. Unto down.
He
makes his angels wind.
Day
and night they are on this world. But they increase more within the night.
And in the
night from around midnight clocking ahead. Mostly around 3 in the night. People can begin to cry.
Every
sick person with any wound or pain or wound, sickness.
That
time you realize angels of hell have increased on the world. The one who has been having a tooth, it begins to ache in the night. It's
aching.
The toe you knocked in the day, in the night, it begins to ache with pain. The head will begin to
experience pain.
The one with the wound.
It
clocks from midnight.
The
angels of hell increase their number in the world.
Many people
are taken away in the night, mostly than the day.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Amen.
In the day you can be a bit well.
And
in the morning the sick person gets relief and they settle. And they sleep even. And you begin to speak how they gave you a sleepless night. But when
he
in the morning they had a sleep. Yet the other angels have gone back to hell.
They
remained the angels of death and hell, a few of them. We started of hell and the gate of heaven. If they know you are to go next month, they begin to visit you and they sit aside you every day. You begin to dream dreams of funny men. Men, they are coming for me. They are calling me, come and we go.
For
their appearance is not easy when you reach that image.
So if you are gombe,
now concerning hell and those who head and leave them,
Abaddon,
for the angel of death in hell, and their number 200 billion.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Mm-hmm.
They too are gotten from the body of Christ. To prove that Jesus is great indeed.
That
surprises a humble to even come to the world.
And
decided to give up himself that they gotten from him will beat him. That's why I speak of the Lord Jesus our Master. All the wealth you can think of. The greatness and the height. 200 billion.
A billion.
There are billion, 200 of them. Now you count off a quarter working on the mission of death. Those are what? 50 billion.
That
human beings on this world.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Because death does not work only on human beings, on the birds, on the insects, on the every animal. To gather spirits of every creation. They have experience of getting out the spirit from its body.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. In different ways.
And
every person they get them out the way they want it. They can make you have an accident in a car. And they get you away. You may even fall down in your bedroom. The way they take you away, they have an experience. They create different moments.
Create
a moment you cannot realize that now death is involved in it. If you could discover those ways, you would have run from those moments. But they're invisible, you can't just see them. When you see death, discover it, you know it's not of the angel of death. You know it's of the dead force who kill the body. If death never comes for you, even if they kill the body, friend, they don't take you out of that body. There are the people you hear that they coughed and they got back to life. Death never came to them. And the season are not
over.
No matter accident, though it brings how many sickness. The angel of death never comes, so you can't. Even though you get sick of what kind of sickness, I give you the boldness above
all.
If you get sick, ask death, are you the one? If you don't
believe,
say the devil will trouble me, but I'll get healed.
I've
called doctors, Angel Gabriel and Michael,
in
the one of warfare.
Abaddon,
capture demons bringing sickness. I can't be sick and I begin to pant like that. I'm shivering, dying. Is death the one coming for you? After he is coming, I ask
you,
how am I getting out?
You
know, there are people who ask how they will check out of the body.
How
am I to check out where they will get me out of from?
I ask,
I don't get sick, you find me in a bed sleeping. And I will be like dreaming that I don't get back. I don't want to get up from body when I feel pain.
And have
a good prayer of how you will be gotten from the body.
Amen.
I will be like dreaming, I don't want to feel pain.
But this is an accident.
I hear funny things. You get me out when I'm dreaming. My work's finished from there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Praise.
Now we can get to understand that
in Christ Jesus,
Christ Jesus our Master.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
These
are some of the things you can see them from the angels of hell. Revelations
9:17. Nabo abaali bazituddeko nga bambadde eby'omukifuba n'eby'omuliro n'ebyakazigizigi.
You'll go on that image.
Olabe malayika abaye babambadde bulungi nya bakola emagombe.
The angels walk in hell, they clothe very well.
Ateekako eby'omukifuba
wano. They put blessed prayers.
Abeera n'embalasi zaabwe bulungi
nyo. They have their horses very well.
From
which they run swift to pick spirits from this world.
And
they tie you on the serpent and they drag you off the world.
Or
they tie you on the chain and fly with you on the chain. After you say, where should stop? You come back when I've grown
braced.
On the angel of death and hell, you tell them to come back. The others run like
light.
The one you see the shooting start disappearing. They will stand in hell with us, remember that. They have speed.
They
make them winds, you can't see them. They come for someone and you see them with them there and they take the person, you can't see them. You may see I found a well wind, it was blowing, and you met them.
They
say that the winds of the demons, not demonic winds. A weary wind entering someone's house, and it's been a person sick in there. After the wind
out,
you hear their weeping. Taking them away.
We
are telling you that it's found in the body of Christ Jesus, in the kingdom of the stars, on the body making up heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Revelations 9:17. Ngabambadde eby'omukifuba n'eby'omuliro n'ebyakazigizigi n'ebyakibiriiti n'emitwe gy'embalaasi ng'emitwe gy'empologoma.
Kati balina embalaasi zaabwe.
Now they have their horses.
Ziba zanjawulo okujjaffe gye tumanyi.
Different from the horses we know in this world.
Emitwe gyabwe giba gya mpologoma.
The heads of these horses are of lions.
Era olumulabirako otandikawo okukuba
enduulu. And when you see them begin to pray, cry and weep for that.
You
may be not going, leave me alone.
Abamu bakola pupu nga batwala.
They even poop on themselves and they are being dragged from their body. And they susu on themselves. Many other things done. They pull you out of the side and you break.
Them.
They have snatched you out of that body.
But
they call you get out and you refuse from the body. And they tie a chain on you. They snatch your spirit from the body with a chain. You see somebody struggling, leave them alone, they are battling. And they are kicking. And they have faced these awesome men.
Mm-hmm.
kubikura esule yomweda nolinyura kumina msa
Revelations 9:17
ne mubumwa bwazo ne muva omuliro nomu kane chibiriti
akati omuliro kwa geyena
now the fire of hell
sigulinga nyanja ya
mu it's not like the lake of fire
atumu ne kuguva mu mwabo no bwemporogoma
sino this fire comes from the mouth of these lion headed horses. Have you understood it? You expect to reach in hell? You know, there's one man who was always there. And every time he would speak that he would be beaten by Abaddon.
But it's
still hope. We can analyze
it.
Little heading on that way. And
it's
rarely with us here.
Every time
we start
off,
you start.
My
bitches and they stretch my mouth, you'll not be there. But it began to pervert from the
Lord.
Radio and he went off like that. That was a lesson to us not to speaking evil words upon ourselves. You may end up being in that real thing. Revelations
9:18.
When they will come on this world, there are those death will pick himself. They will start with that John of heaven.
We'll
go on the day of judgment. It's not that death that will take you a corpse dead. When we started of judgment, which is in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, we saw of the dead, and death brought his dead, and he stood before to be judged.
Revelations 9:19.
Yes,
Abaddon.
There cometh a serpent, but it has three heads. There are three types of snakes each. Very wild, dangerous snakes. We studied what these snakes do. That is what they call the maggots of hell. It goes and it penetrates your mouth. And you was an homosexual. They tie chains on you and they position you very well. And it aims, and it comes to sodomize you, you're behind. And you is in immorality.
In hell,
they pay you according to whatever you did.
So,
now their ways are like that. People have done a lot of evil. But on the day of the Lord, these who work in hell are to come on this world. And they first put torments on this world before the judgment happens. But those are the few things in brief on what concerns hell. It is born in the kingdom of the stars,
the
torment of the last created heaven, that known as the fourth heaven, in the rim below, in the body of Christ.
Rather,
I wait and stand on this hell. Know that the devil himself is a prisoner bound.
He's
not the one living here.
Wanji.
Are we together?
It
don't be that a devil attacked me. He was bound long time. The one attacking you is Jezebel. Right now he's the one lying the entire world. After being given authority. On the day they bound the devil. Devil was bound with some of the angels, the ones just from heaven. And there remained some, those put in the authority of the church, to cause them be bound, and to get to work with angels ministering to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But for not knowing that revelation,
we've
been binding with our hands. And the battle became a problem to us. And when we bound, we never knew it. Even when we get them to be bound, we don't know that. And we experienced a serious problem.
For
there are times you've born again, you've gotten tired. The demons you bind, they get back tomorrow to you. What is wrong?
But
let's read Revelation 20 from verse 1. Revelations 20 verse 1.
Nenda malaika anga ka okuva mu ggulu ngalina ekisumuluzo ky'obunya obutakoma n'olujigero olunene mu mukono gwe. Nakwata ogusota, omusota ogwedda, ye mulyolyomi era Setaani, n'agusibira emyaka 10.
Yes, he was
praise
Amen.
Jesus. The angel of the boldness speaks. You've understood him as Abaddon. And he's the one who bound the devil. This happened in Revelation 12, verses 7 unto
17.
When the battle began within heaven, the devil and the angels were chased. Now, in being cast on this world, angel Abaddon was in the firmament of the space waiting. To get that dragon and serpent,
Satan,
the devil, to bind him. When the devil knew things would be like that for him, he handed his authority to Jezebel. Right now he's the one tormenting this world. People say, if the devil is bound, who is conning us? Who is lying us? A condition of which has been upon us, a very great one. As
the
generation with the full knowledge of God, we shall give information of all the scriptures, all the knowledge and all wisdom,
which
Christ Jesus our Master.
Amen.
Let's see Revelation 13.
How
authority was handed to Jezebel. Remember, we had to see the principalities. Spirits reigning within the pair. We are about to reach them. But we don't want to reach them and you think that the devil is the one who is the leader over them. Those happened some time back. Before he was bound with BC. But ever since AD began, the devil himself was bound
in
some of the fallen angels.
But
transferred his authority given it to Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join him. According to Revelation 13, Revelation 13 from verse 1.
Neguyimirira ku musenyu gw'ennyanja, nedaba ensolo ng'eva mu bunnya, ng'eva mu nnyanja, erina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7. Ne ku mayembe gaayo nga kuliko engule 10. Ne ku mitwe gyayo amannya ag'obuvvoozi. N'ensolo gye nalaba yali efaanana ng'engo, n'ebigere byayo ng'eby'eddubu, n'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma. N'ogusota gwe gwagiwa amaanyi gaayo, n'entebe yaayo ey'obwakabaka n'obuyinza obungi.
Nti owulidde nti Sitaani
yaddira
obuyinza n'abuwa ensolo.
God's authority gave it to the beast.
Bubeera bwakabaka naye kati Jezebeli abuliko yafuga.
Kingdom, but now Jezebel is on it reigning.
Obwakabaka bwa Sitaani.
The kingdom of the devils.
Sitaani yaddira obuyinza bwonna n'abuwa.
Therefore God's authority gave it to Jezebel.
Entebe.
The throne. If they are going under the ocean, they meet Jezebel there. They go to principalities in the space. That's where they find the same Jezebel. Who is in the mission of lying this world? According to Revelation 17. Verse 3. It shows Jezebel is the one seated on the beast. The one authority was given. The authority, the throne, and the power.
Now,
don't be confused on these issues.
N'atwala mu ddungu mukole mu mwoyo. Ne ndaba omukazi ng'atudde ku nsolo emmyufu ng'ejjudde amannya ag'obuvvoozi ng'erina emitwe musanvu n'amayembe kkumi.
Omukyala oyo kutumanya ebbanga
Jezebel.
Basoma naffe enkwe za Sitaani.
They will start the schemes of the devil with us.
We'll
be somewhere to see the number 666.
Tuko okulaba ku nsolo eno n'emitwe gyayo.
To see the beast with its heads.
N'amayembe.
And the horns.
Bingi bitwalaba.
We saw much there.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Naye omune Jezebel kati yali mu kulimba ensi yonna.
Jezebel is the one lying the entire world.
Era asoma amanyi okwefuulira ddala nga Sitaani mwennyini.
And she appears as the devil himself.
By
authority and the power she possesses, and the throne of the devil she seated. Most people
took
the ocean under, they say, we met the devil. The devil was bound, he's in the bottomless pit. He was bound together with these fallen angels, according to Revelations.
Jude 1:6. Jude. Esule soko linyoro mukaga neba malaika abata ku mabukuru bwabwe bo naye ne baleka ekifo kyabwe bo bennyini abakuumira ku njegere ezinnaku zonna wansi w'ekizikiza olw'omusango gw'okulunaku olukulu
nti ba malaika
who are chased from heaven.
Revelations
12 Verse 7 to 17. Most were bound and imprisoned, and they tied them in chains, the angels of the bottomless pit. Now if it's like this, according to Revelation we've read,
it wasn't standing.
It's shown the devil and his angels were chased. Revelation 20 shows us the devil was bound with chains. Jude 1:6 has shown you even some of the fallen angels, they were bound in the same chains. The question is, if the devil is the one leading in hell, if the one who got his angels and bound them within hell, are we together?
That is
the truthful Christ and whatever is in him. And there's nothing like twisting in any lie, but to give you truth of all things.
I
accept it, work together with God.
You
speak, he is how they appear.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. According to 2 Peter chapter
2
verse
4,
moves on to speak of the angels who are bound.
Peter ekyokubiri sura eyokubiri oluyi lwakuna kuba obanga Katonda teyasonyiwa bamalayika bwe baayonoona naye n'abasuula mu lukonko n'abawaayo eri obunnya obw'ekizikiza okubakuumira omusango era n'atasonyiwa nsi ey'edda naye n'awonya Nuuwa omubuulizi w'obutuukirivu ne banne omusanvu bokka.
Yesu yebazibwa bamalayika bali muki mu bunnya obwo obutakoma abasinga
basibwa
wano tuba tukulisa puruvu oba ekikakasa
that truly the devil is the one who is the leader within
hell. When he
stand against angels, he fought with his battle and he bound them.
But
the angels of the bottomless speeds, the hell, the prison of God, angel Abaddon, or the angel of death and hell,
the
ones who work on this mission.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Wali abagamba.
Yeah, they will say.
Twawulire kyawa ni kwekigamba.
We had a scripture say.
Stani yajja okubba okutta n'okuzikiriza.
The devil came to steal, kill and destroy.
Okutta okwo kwe twogerako.
The killing we speak of.
Kwogera kuno kwayinza okutta omubiri.
We speak of how we can kill the body.
Ng'anuunamu omusaayi.
When he sucks blood from there.
N'okufa kuli eri kwe yatutta nga tuli mu lusuku.
And the death he killed you well within the garden.
Bwe yatuleetera okwonoona.
When he caused us to sin.
Ne tugwa mu mikono gya malayika w'okufa.
We fell in the hands of the angel of death.
Era n'owaaliro kye kimu kyagenda mu maaso
n'okunywezi
ng'atwolekeza okufa okw'okubira ennyanja y'omuliro
sikigamba
nti sitaani yakulira ennyanja y'omuliro nti ye
nannyiniyowabula
ebintu byakuleetera okukola bikutwaza mu kufa
okwoekiva
kyawandikwa ku ye nti yajja okutta okubba
n'okuzikiriza
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ebintu byonna byonna ye causer.
But all things the devil is a causer.
Akuleetera okukola ebinakusuula mu
buzibu. Causes you commit sin which will move you to problems.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye mu byonna.
But in all.
Nsuubira omaze okuba nga okakasa ku.
Expect you've already proven on both.
Ebikwatagana n'amagombe.
Which concerns of hell. The prison of God. The bottomless pit.
Businga n'obwakabaka bw'emunyeenye.
Which is found in the kingdom of the stars.
Mubanga
firmament of the heaven that known as the fourth heaven that was last created, the one we see up appearing in blue. Many have been saying that perhaps hell is within this ground. You know church for a long time, we never knew where he really hell is. Even some people telling themselves that they are fighters of the spiritual worlds. And that sometimes they know to go to hell and they fight with the devil there. And that they beat him off his seat. I don't know whether in hell they give you a seat you will sit on. Now the drama is on this world. There are those who told us that they went there and they found the devil on the reception of hell. Those things are very false and they are not in the truth called Christ Jesus. You know, right now we speak truth. Within him are things in heavens and earth. Now when we speak of truth, in him we have to speak it in his truth. Him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. All those who had a devil in the reception of hell, all the angels fake all that in the Bermuda Triangle.
Either
the door to the ocean, Jezebel is
welcoming
you. He's signing books. And they engrave a stamp on your forehead. And you enter according to what has brought you. Now the drama of those, when they read that, they begin to fake themselves and they pretend to beat their colleagues that they are within hell, and they give you a faked hell. I don't know those brethren. They
say,
and the things you see are not in truth.
They
are not in Christ, is what I can say. You know, let me tell you, the Lord is good. When he tells you, don't dare add on my words. And don't subtract from it. Don't twist anything.
Or
whatever you twist and distort, they will ask you where it is.
Sure.
What you spoke, where is it right now?
That's
why I want to give you what is in Christ, that's what is in truth. You will speak whatever is in him. Don't twist anything. Don't subtract, neither add in anything. But when you do that, you tell them where you two you go to them. When the Spirit gathered things got from the Bible, got them from the source where they are. That this is this and this and the other. And let me pass it through this prophet, bring it in the world. Now these are stars.
kirimu bino nebino nebino pambisa mutume gundi
let me pass through apostles
nabi gundi
prophets akurumye kino to release this information
kakati kuchogendo kuogera kisingane bwawa
what to speak is found where
atinga purgatory ebera
like purgatory why is it found They will say, we don't know.
So many
were on television and they interviewed them.
That's
called Dream TV in Uganda. They asked them where the spirits go after they check from the body. That they go from to the store where they were caught from. They asked them where it is. We don't know where it is. They are on television, whether on space.
Now,
that one is television speaking with you. There was an Adventist
age.
They go in hell within the grounds. Now,
a
born again who never understood where the spirits go. But he understood one thing, they go to heaven. Yet the same one again
has
said, another said demons got from hell and they came to attack us, the living. And the confusion gets to be the
but
world. We are a new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. And
we want to
bring that in the full knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Don't mind the others up how many groups of people. The people of God will prepare them out there. And when they will hear like this, running quick. And they will go to sit where we shall speak truth from. This time we are preparing. Be in the mode of preparing yourself. People are thirsty. This time if they give them to you, they can suck whatever you have and you finish to have anything more. And they
thing
from you, they are thirsty for rejecting it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
That's why even cow is about to give birth, the first gathers milk.
They
want to be birthed to find breast milk to suck. Even a human being is like that. The breasts begin to come for the infant sucks so much. You have enough milk of the word within you right now. They will suck everything and remain empty within you.
And
God has still left the flock out there. When it loses it, it can suck the entire word from us.
If you
wish to come back to get more.
They
and they ask you what you don't have. Have you ever seen a child shake it and press it for the milk to force the milk to come? That's how the question is coming in the church. Where is more milk?
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Amen.
If you prepare well, every milk you have and finish it. And
they
ask you, I don't understand. And you begin to stammer. You may want to lie, to be tempted to lie. And they tell you when you don't know them. You tell them you don't know.
But
it's not good to lie within truth. You speak to 30%.
70% in all the
70% you lie. All your prophecies become false.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We
want to see your principalities.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the kingdom of the stars, where they best to come attack the world. These are one led by Jezebel so far, and some of the angels fallen who are not bound.
Yes, you have given.
Praise Jesus so much.
Amen.
According to Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Let's read there. These principalities are nothing beyond the body of Christ. That's why I always say, God, you are mighty. All these have not gone beyond you. It is amazing. That's why the devils are very weak. They too are meandering within the body of Christ. But Jesus has mercy. Those are the jiggers needed to be gotten from our toys now. And they are in your toys. But he first left them all the time initially. The entire beast, none of them were imprisoned. But from human beings, they used to imprison them. It's good to give them a chance to preach to them. The evil of the fallen angels, they have no chance. You are chased once from heaven, fall in hell once,
wait
judgment for the lake of fire.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's read Colossians.
Abakolosai esula esoka n'olunyiro 15.
Colossians 1:15.
Okyo ekifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika, omubereberye w'ebitonde byonna, kubanga mwoyo ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa mu ggulu ne ku nsi, ebirabika n'ebitalabika, obanga ntebe za bwakabaka oba bwami oba kufuga oba masaza, ebintu byonna byatondebwa ye era ne ku lulwe. Naye ye w'olubereberye mu byonna.
All things
hold
within him. You call it rulership? Principalities? All of them are within him. Now these principalities, and there are two bases. The kingdom of the stars and under the ocean.
Oh
yeah, on the earth where we are.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We need you to understand the thing. When you walk, when you believe Jesus, you reach a time and you say, really? These devils are village dogs. They were chased from the city,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven. You reach a time and you scorn them. And the devil fears to be scorned.
That's
one of the things God told him. When they cast you in hell, those
corpses,
you will become like one of us. Just then want to be scorned. If you want to take away his peace, you begin to despise him.
But
what you speak of him is right, will feel sorrow. Even fallen angels are like that.
That's what
in shrines and their churches,
they are nothing
like being despised. If you speak that you either you are a witch, you have demons, and you have living God in you, they call you, torment you to prove you that they are of God. But to prove
God
is of liberty,
he's
sure of his power. Though you speak, not there, he just looks at you
and waits
for judgment to tell him how he is not there.
For
God wants to prove openly that we are in light.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
If you want to mess up the devil very well, speak all
people
failed on him and the ones going to fail him.
You
will feel very sad.
Even
what he show him he failed on it, he can feel angered and sad.
Angels
begin to write, they can even attack you the night and you battle for that. For just spawning them. Sit down, scorn them more. And they say, now you village dogs, who do you joke with? And you tell them, I'll not pray for that.
Angel
Abaddon waits for you. Don't remember they bound all your colleagues. In Jude 1:6. Remember Matthew 18:18, I have authority to bind you. And I
work
well with you, for I hold the word.
Amen.
The devil fears things of scorning him. And when he insists on him in the dreams to ask, you know, they act as angels of light. And you ask them scriptures. They are in America, like they told Brother Dan. When you ask him, you see him changing his form.
What
to live in the spiritual realm and in the physical world. We are alive. They find you understanding in the spiritual as you understand in the world. Leave alone church which has been slumbering all this long. You preach there, you no more forget, remember any scripture. They strangle you through a dream and you don't remember to even call Jesus, for he's not filled within you. Even the empty without scriptures never helps.
Jesus!
And they are blocking your mouth more.
Yes, he was
impressed.
Colossians 1:15.
All principalities, they are found in him.
But
they are found in the kingdom of the stars in his body. Even under the ocean
of Bermuda
Triangle. People pretend they don't know what is in Bermuda Triangle, but the wizards know what is there.
Yes, we
praise
Jesus.
Amen. According to Ephesians 2, they tell us this.
Abefeso esule yokubiri n'olunyiri olusooka. Era namwe yabazuukiza bwe mwali nga mufiiridde mu byonoono n'ebibi byammwe bye mwatambulirangamu edda ng'emirembe gy'ensi eno bwe giri okugobereranga omukulu ow'obuyinza obw'omu bbanga omwoyo ogukoza kaakano mu baana abatawulira.
Obuyinza babeera mu bbanga
in the kingdom of the stars. They told you the stars are in the firmament of the heaven. When
you
began to study of the body of Christ in the fourth heaven, that was last created.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
See,
the spirit works in children of disobedience. It works in them what they do, they don't ever understand it. That's why these days it had entered straight in church.
You
laugh over what you don't understand. That they give a spirit of laughter. They say someone is being healed, but they are battling something to resist it on themselves. You know, these days there are many prophesying demons. Now, principalities in the space, in the era of BC, they were led by the devil. And his assistant always was Jezebel. Ever since the bound of the devil, we saw in the aspect Jezebel given authority. And there are many angels, they were bound.
There
are many who remained. They were bound, the number is the same as the ones who are not bound.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to Revelation
18,
they showed, though they bound many of the fallen angels, still there are those who remain, they are more than the ones on the planet Earth. And they are more than human beings on planet Earth.
Revelations 18 from verse 1. nayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ery'amaanyi ng'ayogera nti kigudde kigudde Babulooni ekinene ne kifuuka ekisulo ky'abalubaale n'ekkomera lya buli dayimooni n'ekkomera lya buli nnyonyi embi ekyayibwa.
Yesu yeebazibwa.
Amen. Jesus,
yagamba mu kiseera ekyo
nti
ensi eno
eyolekedde
okulimbwa ab'amasaza
bano
abamanyiddwa ng'emizimu
bamalayika
abaagwa. Yesu yeebazibwe.
Era
nga beekoleddemu kampu
ate
bava mu bwengula wali
ne
bajja basibira wano mu nnyanja. Yesu
yeebazibwe.
Oluvannyuma lw'ekyo ne bawalampa ku buli mutwe gwa buli
muntu
atalina mwoyo wa Katonda.
Oluvannyuma
lw'ekyo
ne
bawamba ensozi n'emiti
ne
bazimbisa abantu
obusiisira
ate kati obusiisira bweyongeddemu amagezi.
Arts have been advanced.
Ennaku zino babuwandabirwamu buyitibwa ng'ekkanisa.
These days they have modernized them in things they call churches.
Ogenda mu ssabo bakuwa mpeta yegenda okulamula.
God is trying to give you a ring to prophesy on you.
Gwe n'olowooza nti ogenze mu kkanisa.
And you think you have gone to the church.
So ebintu bingi.
Now many things.
Ebyogera ku ngeri y'emiro gino baba malayika bano abaagwa.
We speak of these fallen angels.
Ngeri gye bali mu bbanga.
How they're in the firmament up there.
Bwakabaka bwe munyi.
In the kingdom of the stars.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Befeso sura omukaaga.
Ephesians 6.
Onyole 10.
Verse 10.
Akumi na satu.
Unto 13.
Abefeso sura omukaaga n'olunyolwe 10. Ekyenkomerero, mubenga n'amaanyi mu Mukama waffe ne buyinza obw'amaanyi ge. Mwambalenga ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda. Mulyoke muyinzenga okuyimirira eri enkwe za Sitaani. Kubanga tetumeggana na musaayi na mubiri.
Tetulwanagana ki?
We wrestle not with flesh and blood.
Wabula n'abamasaza, n'ab'obuyinza, n'abafuga ensi ab'omu kizikiza kino, n'emyoyo egy'obubi mu bifo ebya waggulu.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tulwanagana n'abamasaza.
We fight with principalities.
Abamasaza bamalayika abo abataasibibwa.
These are angels who are not bound.
Era nga bakulembeddwa mu Jezebeli.
And they are led by Jezebel.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bali mu bwakabaka munyeenya awo balina ebisu.
They have left within the kingdom of the stars. These days you usually call them the aliens in the scientist language. Men who appear in green form. In the form they have built many things up there. The cities, things which confuse, researches which are different.
Kati tulina okwegendereza nnyo.
I must be very careful.
Naye nga mu byonna.
But in all.
Era tebasusse mubiri gwa Kristo.
They have not exceeded the body of Christ.
Ekyo kinzizaamu amaanyi.
That encourages me.
Emmanya era buno bwe bumu.
And I know this is the same.
Nvunza za mu bigerezo.
These are jiggers of the toys.
Zeetaaga kutundula butungu.
They need to be gotten out of there.
N'okunyiga obugina bwonna.
And to press every eggs of theirs. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Kali ekyo kitutegeeza Kristo nga bwali omukulu.
That tells us how Jesus is great.
Waliwo okutendereza okujja mu mitima gy'abantu.
There is a praising coming in human hearts.
Okutakyayogera ku mmotoka nti ndabye Yesu
yambiriddenaye
nga tutendereza oyo alimu ebiri mu kkono ebiri.
I was praising in him are things in heavens and earth.
Nga tumulaba bwakabaka munyeenye nga yeewuuyo.
We see in the kingdom of the stars is the one.
Tumulaba nga zi planet zonna n'ebirimu byonna yeewuuyo.
All planets and their fullness is the one.
Tumulaba mu ggulu yonna.
We see him in the entire heaven.
Nga tuyimba ku oyo.
As we sing of him.
Era nga tumugulumiza okusinga zaabu ne feeza.
Above gold and silver.
Kubanga kano tubali tugulumiza amamotoka
ge tuleka mu background. Right now flying cars in the background.
Oli mukulu Yesu naye ng'obukulu bwe bulabikira mu mmotoka.
But his greatness you see through a car you've got.
Nga bulabikira mu mayumba.
It appears through a house.
Omuntu w'obutininya bwe buti ku Kristo Yesu.
Minute things in Jesus.
Okusinga bwe tusoma Yesu.
According to how he started Jesus.
Yenkana n'obuyumba bw'obu.
Is it equal to your house?
Obwo bukalina kalina bw'ogamba.
Those funny flat story houses.
Bundu butininya
wa. They are little things.
Okusinga ku bunene bwa Kristo.
According to the great size of Christ.
Naye olina oli mukulu Yesu.
Your great Jesus.
Naye nga mabigaraga ye
nyumba. But behind they show a house they have built.
Obwe bukulu bwe.
That is greatness.
Ebyo nanga bimaze okubaawo.
After that has happened.
Mukama afu mwesigwa. Kubanga atununudde.
For Jesus has redeemed us.
Amen.
Kwamaze okutuwa amazima g'ekigambo.
Let's read Obadiah 1.
Obadiah esule soka n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Obadiah 1 from verse 1.
Okwolesebwa kwa Obadiah. Bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda ko Edomu. Nti tuwulidde ebigambo ebiva eri Mukama n'omubaka atumiddwa eri amawanga nti muyimuke. Tuyimuke ku nsi ye tulwane naye.
Owulidde ekyaliwo.
You hear what happened?
Bamasaza basinzira mu bbanga.
Principality is based in the space.
Bateesa ne bagamba mumanyi.
And the reason say you
know. Tuyimuke ku nsi ye kubanga mbire ebyo Yesu yali agenda
kujja. Those days Jesus was to come on the world.
Kulwanagane naye ng'ali ku
nsi. And they plotted to fight with him on the world.
Ate ebire ebyo sitaani bayite bannaba ku nsi.
And those days they had not bound the devil yet.
Era mumanyi mu Luka esula ey'okuna.
And you know in Luke 4.
Ne Matayo esula ey'okuna.
And in Matthew 4.
Engeri gye baamulumbamu.
How they attacked him.
Naye n'engeri gye yabalumbamu ng'amazovu mu
ddungu. And how he attacked him from the desert.
Abali ku mitwe.
They on the head.
Region.
The legion.
N'agoba.
You cast them.
Kubanga ebiro by'okusibwa munyo obutakoma byali bituuse.
For seasons of binding the bondless spirit had reached.
Ne zimugamba. Tusindika munyo obutakoma.
And they push us to the pits of hell.
Lwaki tusindika mu mbizi.
And this within the pigs.
Omanyi bati obunyo obutakoma.
You know they fear the bottomless pits.
Obulaba ennaku zino baakufera.
That's why this day they condemned you.
Obadde obasindika mu nsenyenka.
You've been sending them in the deserts.
Ate ye Katonda yakugamba zituukayo mu nsenyenka luzikomawo.
God told you they run from the deserts and come back.
Kati kye batya kiri kimu kye baagamba Mukama waffe Yesu.
What did fear the Lord Jesus want?
Otusindika mu nnyo obutakoma.
Don't send us the pits of hell.
Okutusikiriza.
Which destroys us.
Mara katusindika kwa muombezi.
Push us at least to
the pit. You
fear the condemnation.
Kagali baafera ku.
Now they are calling.
Kusindika yo musanye kalu.
And that's the desert.
Goroza mu moyo ya bikurunga
bizi. The spirit is leading you.
Nkusibira mu musanye
kalu. I find the desert. Your job.
Boba manyi wa basibira mbonya
bota mu moyo kaje bomo. In the pits of hell, that's where they know.
Era na basiba baba manyi.
If they will find them, they know them.
Kali baafera kanisa ni babatera waka kokoro ne mukuba
kokoro. Now they go to church, they put a scarecrow and they begin to hit it.
Ne babatte mabika ne batani ko kuliye kanisa ne ne bagiri. Tanya.
They start to consume church.
Bali ta mwa mazina mayai.
And they brought in wild dancings of the world.
Enjiri yo ndane baji chakala.
And the gospel got to be messed up.
Kwa da mukuba papa papa. Kwa
kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa
ibagaba yakati.
And they say you waste your time.
Mumubira one yinja
kaya. You be in your firing.
Ah. Ubusibira mudungu. Ko muzimu kwa jjajange.
He mono my forefathers.
Nabagamba ibino obufere.
Ya
tawa musiba mukeyero
okuba bound in hell.
Bobe nyine befulu muzimu kwa
jjajange. Appear as a demon on your dead forefather.
Nimakubonya bonya kati mukutuko kuba.
Trouble you now reach strike.
Bado kama mubastani abefude emizimu ja jjajange.
Instead of saying you claim to be demons.
Oda ku muzimu okuli emagombe nokuba kati ona kutuka ko
tell you strike it, when will your striking reach it?
Ubona bentale zo zaba nzibu nyo.
Both pairs were very hard.
Wakukuba ngo kwa jjajange cha nekukomone.
The demon of your forefather, it came back still the next day.
Ara ya jjajaba nange bale jjajaba ko.
Father, leave me alone.
Wali wanongo oli mulunji ngonja kala nyo kati kwa ngomedde
oli mukamba. You person when you are alive but now you are coming back when you
are. Bali watu kwe ko rutawo
lawo. And they hid this battle from us.
Isimanyo bo chitegete.
I don't understand it.
Bejira mtufana nchyo muntu.
They come in the image of your dead relative.
Kati kwe bodu ko kuwa mpojo kuwa malaika abagwa.
Strike instead of people. You strike.
Wavute magomba okunoma. Fire, fire,
fire, you fire your dead.
No muita na amanya. Wena kamate. Wena kamate kuti. Ya fire.
Kamate fire you. You're firing your dead relative who is in hell.
Kakati olode eri musibe no muliro gwa babadoni kuma mkumu maroku moja.
Fire of Babadoni is enough to burn them in hell.
Bali bafero lutalo ba ekanisa ni watulemera ufra.
We failed flat on the battle.
Muzimu jamaliriza jiri mu kanisa musivu.
Entered right in church.
Ngajiri we basabira.
And the enter where they pray from.
Kiko watu na kuna mukaka kuna mukaka
16:16.
Daimon ira kula we basabira.
Demon prophesying in a place where they pray.
Atinga ye kulemera mu lutalo.
And it led the warfare.
Tumashindika. Kusenge kanu.
Mu
larungu.
Sitani. The devil.
Atamanyi kuweza yaye.
The one never knowing his kids, the one who follows him.
Yes, it and I look for it.
The devil can con you.
Ngano dalo yenyine yarukulembedde muri jaba.
When
he yasindika musindika wacha.
When he sends you, he sends you the wrong target.
Diamond is somewhere basabira
ngai yakulembera mu place where they pray from the
left.
It's holding the microphone.
Tuko nakusabwa ali tulubaba masasa.
Tuko
nakubashindika. Musenye nkaru sewa ngai yakulembedde.
And it is leading you into that. You
prove things that they
never had.
You can strike tomorrow all your yards. You're striking the devils.
But
no one you have ever bound.
You
attack me, dogs. I bind you.
Bani.
Who? Demons like dogs. You name all of them.
But you are Malaika Babu.
You fallen angels. They will know you. We cannot con this one anymore. They have known us. Now there are some religions. When they realize they condemn and they fail. Now they agreed with them. They call them holy demons. Fallen angels in the Muslims. And they have their surat of those demonic spirits.
You ask them, when
everything in Quran is a confusion.
We are the right ones,
they are our colleagues who got spoiled. Now the wrong genes are the ones who got corrupted. Surat gene of the Muslims. Surat of the demons.
I don't want you to
bring a Quran reading for us here. They asked them who created them. And they said the Creator. Where do you reside?
We are
in the space up there. Fallen angels where they live.
But
because in the world we had no light of understanding. Now there are these priests. Those reconcile with these demons very well. And what you find in there, you never speak. At the end, you must meet fallen angels or Jezebel. But you didn't tell people in the world what you saw. The popes. Now you are down here following. You don't know what you're following. They are now pastors whom we call the
Polarchies,
and they have agreed
to go,
and they move with Jezebel and fallen angels. But let's first this expose, bring light. If someone say, I'm making a phone call to God, you know they are calling principalities. They
drain
network in the network of the wind, air.
Obadiah esule soka nolinyolo kubiri.
Obadiah 1 verse 2.
Laba, nkufude omutono mumawanga. Ononyomewa nyogwe. Amalala agomutima gwo gakuchamiza gwe. Azimba ebiwuku ebyomulwazi. Gwe atula waggulu ayogera mu mutima gwe nti ali alinzisa wansi. Newankubadde ng'olinnya mu ggulu ng'empungu era ekisuukyo nga kiteekebwa wakati mu munyeenye. Ndikussa wansi oveeyo.
In those days he had put clefts like the olden one, and others were on these other planets, and others in the kingdom of the stars. But right now I'll prove you, ever since he was bound, fallen angels, some of them, Jezebel and remaining angels, those fallen angels, the principalities, those known as demons, they have built in the space. There are cities there.
Only they took in the city of God when they have taken you up in the spirit. That's why God decided to teach you things of his city. When they take you in the fake city, you can look through. Where are the cherubims? Fear the star of the night, we didn't
burn
them. They say the one who touched them, they will be burnt with fire.
Amen.
We reached and they made a city. Was it Apostle Paul?
He
called the city. How was it? Praise Jesus. It was a dream. We passed the door of heaven. Which heaven? Apostle sent us on the sun, we passed. And we are flying like angels. Get down. We are clothing white and ended there. Pastor Fred was there. It was moving us around. Now those are the synagogues we have to fellowship. And they are of iron sheets. I told Pastor Fred, show us the Father. He took us in the forest. There were like three people there. And they were planting cabbage. Now the father was in the forest that was very old. He had gotten so old, I said, but our father never changes. How come he's old? He had put off his shirt. Praise Jesus, brethren. Me too, they took me there. They showed me someone like Apostle. And he was telling me, we've taken a long time to this heaven. But today let's take you there. And they took us. And we reached that heaven. And there was a flat house. Two-storied houses. And that is the Jerusalem city. And there were two cherubims there. But they were very short. As we were there, we began to feel hungry. We saw the cherubims were fighting each other. But these devils, if you don't know truth, they can call you in any way. If they take you
on a
and they say to make the last war in heaven.
If
another got a vision like that and they acted the film out of
it,
and Gabriel is fighting with Michael. They reached the time they disagreed. I think Michael got married. He came on the world and he married. And he got off track. Now they sent Gabriel to fight him. Other things are foolishness.
You
must know truth of all things. If not that, falsehood marches in this world. It's not, and
it's
moving on.
The
only way to stop is more truth coming in the world. A much light knowledge. Now in the space they built there, they can take you and call you from there.
I think
here the father had gotten very old, not called putting on a shirt. But the spirit helped him. He remembered Malachi. Malachi 3:6. I am the Lord who never changes. Now he's gotten old. What kind of father is this? They called another a village, he found drainage system there. As he looked, what?
Jerusalem,
they are not drainage system in Jerusalem. They will show him rain quick from him. Praise Jesus, brethren. Mia was younger. I got a dream which they took me in heaven. There were chairs, and there were a few people. You know, you want the things of heaven so much.
They
set a fake heaven for you. That they can beat that heart you love of heaven. Praise the Lord Jesus. The force of the devil has gone deep. There's a way we were at mission. And the brethren told us as we spoke of things of heaven. They told us the world where we are is the first heaven. When they told them the question they asked them for us. And they said that when Bible says when people die will go to heaven. And they say if the heaven we work for is where we are, why we get saved? And that brethren retarded in his salvation. They told them the death, rapture, and judgment. That they will die 10 times. They will first die, and they go, and they will come back. To resurrect for rapture. And they will be here for 900 years. And they will die again. Now he was still explaining. God helped me, brought light to him. But he showed me the darkness upon the world. People, each person, whatever they find, they speak about God. There's no light which has been in the world which could prove everything. And the Spirit helped we explain how judgment will be in the brief. And they were so happy. But things of faking message of heaven, they discourage people to work for heaven.
Amen. Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now let's
go.
The strength as God has given us that we can help our colleagues. You don't know this world has chaos in it.
The
church alone has troubled everyone. Remember, there's no light there. That one's having demons having bringing problems to people. And they claim to work on the same problems they have caused. And they never tell you where you came from, for you have problems. You fight one thing, the problems to come. And they never end. That you never get time to seek God to understand Him. And to know things of heaven. But you are with problems every time. Today they pray for this one, tomorrow you come for another problem. You never get from the cycle of problems. Those are the real shrines. Where there's no shrines allowing you to settle permanent. Must always go back, give a sacrifice of God to God. Healing you totally, they never do that in the shrine. But
the
Spirit is in the space. They too have not gone beyond the Lord Jesus. That empowers us so much. That if he's on our side, who can be against us?
So
if all are with him, and he's the one on our side, who there be can be our enemy.
Yes, you was
raised
so to give of whom was
boldness the last generation. Able to stand bring truth. Christ Jesus. Together with the Holy Spirit. And Father, to display the ultimate power. In the name of Jesus. those principalities, those in the space up. Right now they are led by the one known as the Queen of Heaven.
Jezebel.
That's Jezebel.
The one we
read in
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah
44:15-25.
He was been answering the prayers of men. If it involves sacrifice,
yes.
All prayers you pass through when you sacrifice and you sowed,
he's
the one who has been answering them. Don't end putting problems on you, that you may never look at the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I read
Jeremiah 44:15-25. You'll see of the Queen of Heaven, that known as Jezebel.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These days they have their base on this world.
Yes, it's
found in Atlantic Ocean.
Yes,
it was begun by the devil some time back in the era of Noah.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And when they came on the world, they went to go there. All these has reached Egypt. And Israel has reached in Egypt. And the one who was worshipped was called Pharaoh in there. Old serpent was in that river.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So the
now there's no confusion here. Atlantic Ocean. Where there's a place called Bermuda Triangle, there is a mist or the area of the devils. When they come with what they call their rockets on the world, they sit rockets on there and they enter in the underground. When any fleet passes that zone, not like their vessel they made, they have to swallow it. But there is a speed swallowing things.
For
there.
Any angel,
for an angel come from the space. And they come on the mast. And it pulls them down to the ground. What is there? Now politicians know this thing great. The great wizards. Those of the false churches. Those in the economic sector. Those you call the leaders of the world, they are wizards, they know everything in Bermuda Triangle. This is confusion in the world and pretending that
we
don't know what is there, it's a secret. Nothing they don't know, they know everything done in there. Let's brief what's in that ocean.
Ezekiel 27:1. Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjira nate nga kyogera nti, naawe omwana w'omuntu, tanula okungubagira Tuulo, ogambe Tuulo nti, ayigwe atuula awayingirwa mu nnyanja, omusuubuzi w'amawanga eri ebizinga bingi. Bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti, ggwe ayi Tuulo, oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi. Ensalo zo ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja.
Eri wansi mu nnyanja.
Under the ocean.
Basikula amazzi.
They lifted the water.
Era bw'oba oyingidde oyinza okulowooza oli mu ggulu.
And when you enter there, you may think you are in heaven.
Mu mwaka ogwa 2005.
In 2005. When we began the journey of heaven, one of the places as we heard the Bermuda Triangle where I passed most, Holy Spirit Gabriel and Michael took me to see there. We passed usually at Kenya.
Victoria.
There is a beach at Lake Victoria. That's where we always passed. But there is a big shrine there. When you enter,
beach,
you see, as if you've entered a beach, but inside there is a big shrine. Most have to pass there. If you want to reach, and you are a dignified person, and you
do
not pass on these fine small beaches.
Yes, we are no longer on beach.
That's why when Jesus said, another said that Jesus came for him always from the beach.
And he
took him to heaven and hell. You know, you went to Bermuda Triangle. There is much drama. So people
made
different territories there. They are in seven groups. There is the wildest territory where they protect most. Where they train false prophets and false apostles. Distort scriptures. To fill them powers of darkness. To come back when they have not been realized that they were there. And when someone tells you, call Jesus. That's in the lake, under the ocean. Let's read. Ezekiel
27,
verse
4.
Ensalo zo ziri mutima gw'ennyanja. Abazimbi bo batuukiriza obulungi bwo. Eno bakyazimba. Here they are still building. Wansi mu nyanja. Under the ocean. Era eggulu abamu lye bagenda mu lye bagamba nti nasinganye bazimba. And the heavens some people go to and they say they found them still building there. Kubanga ennyumba yo simanyi tennaggwa bulungi. All the structure was not yet finished in heaven. Emezemu omuddo. There has grown weeds in the structure. You know they have not gone to heaven. They were under the ocean. Jezebel and the fallen angels. And they have claimed to appear angels of light. The ones who give them those visions. And sometimes they act as preachers of righteousness. And God told me, repent. And they cry crocodile tears.
It's
very hard.
You
need to have the light of knowledge. Able to escape the schemes of the devils. This is the aspect I read most of the schemes of the devils. Some of the amazing ones under the sun. When we started principalities. And we started in the ocean and the underground. There are many things there. Some of them have not even spoke of them yet.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And God prepared me very well. He prepared me like a distinctive spy.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then trained
me be a spy in the kingdom of God.
Though
I know much, I can speak
environment
measured according to environment prevailing. I can come home and I see. It's a shrine, I sit there. Everything you do, I know. And I am there. You ask Pastor David.
He
saw me sitting in a place washing
papers.
And I knew what they were doing. And everything I knew what they were doing. I knew everything there. And they worship a snake holding it from the tail to the head. Sometimes they argued with me. And David said, why do you make argue with us when we speak truth? Why don't we leave
this?
Why don't you speak your silence? When he slept, God showed him what they were worshipping. And I spoke some to him. From A, B, C, D.
Said,
how have you been in his sleep? He told him I was trained to be a spy on this world. I stood and went to tell them I'm here as a spy of heaven. They began to look at me opening their mouth. He told me, does heaven have spies? I told them there's no witness who is not a spy. Be on this world, I'm here to be as a spy. Are things done in heaven done on the earth or not? I see what you do after I destroy them. And I call the police of home.
Amen.
The angels of heaven. Let's read Ezekiel 27.
We
still show you what is in Bamla Triangle. As principalities get into the kingdom of the stars, they get down on the Atlantic Ocean.
Ezekiel 27, verse 5. Embawo zo zonna bazijja mu mberozi ekiva ku seniri. Bache emifule ku Lebanoni okukolera omulongooti.
Bankubuulire omulongooti ogwedda
the olden mast of Eliyo which they built in Genesis 6
gwali gwa mbaawo.
It was of timber. Like you see the Ark of Noah.
There
was different technologies those days. But it was more, they used so much the timber.
Now
the mast or the aerial
spar,
it was advanced in precious stones. Technology of high level. And when they pass, there is the aerial there at
Bamuda.
It's what they claim there is water rotating. There is no water rotating there. There is a mast there. Do you know what the aerial does?
It
is the response of very wild stones. It can make something disappear and it swallows it. You see the aerial, the antennas of the phones, they use mature, most of them.
Mature
pulls most of the things. Or it can make something vanish. Aeroplanes made in America,
Europe
and Russia,
those
which disappear, they have mature in them. Now that mast, if you go there, you cannot see it. It can disappear. If it's accepted, you even to get close to it. But we spied and I saw all of them. But they have not gone beyond Christ.
He
looks and he says, look at this one. That is the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
When we speak of the Lord Jesus, we speak of the great authority.
Ezekiel 27, verse 6. Enkasizo bazikoze mu myera egya Basani. Emmangazo bazikozesa amasanga agawayirwa ku nzo ezaava ku bizinga bya Kitimu. Etanga lyo lyali lya mafuta eriko omulimu ogw'eddalizi ogwava e Misiri. Libere gy'oli ebendera, engoye eza kaniki n'eza fulungu ezaava ku bizinga ebya Erisa ze zaali etandaluwayo.
There are many things you can read here.
They
will read Bermuda Triangle with us.
As we
read the Journal of Heaven.
Planet.
When we studied the planets.
Yes, yes.
Or when we studied principalities.
Remember
how we explained the businessmen, the
shoe,
the cars,
the petrol
that the oil they put in the churches. They gathered it from olden days. Right now they have stock.
Cent of centers.
Money alone. They can bring it in your home in a bag. Prove you will have sold your life. Hell will be waiting for you.
The
lake of fire will be right
across
you. And you wait for
judgment
to be cast in the lake to melt you.
And
these cars you see, they are put axe behind them. Some of them have spades behind them. Some of them they are not from
the world.
They come direct from under the ocean.
The
design of clothing is made from under the ocean. Many things, different shoes.
When you
see a pastor coming with a coat and waves it and people are falling, don't think he got the coat right on the shop here. Things under this world. Let's read Ezekiel
9.
Most of what they do, you read in Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 29
from verse 1.
Mu mwaka ogw'ekkumi, mu mwezi ogw'ekkumi, ku lunaku lw'omwezi olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri, ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjira nga kyogera nti omwana w'omuntu Simba amasogo okwolekera Falawo kabaka w'Emisiri omulagulireko ne ku Misiri yonna. Yogera ogambe nti bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti laba ndi mulabewo Falawo kabaka w'Emisiri ogusoto ogunene ogugalamira wakati mu migga gyagwo.
Owulidde omusoto ogwo gye gubeera?
You've heard where that monster lies.
Erinnya Falawo.
The name Pharaoh.
It means the
devil of the olden serpent.
And before
the devil was born, was the one who was in that ocean. He went back down
there.
After bounding him,
now Jezebel is
the one down under the ocean.
As he moves
up in the space.
What's
more, we read this.
What I end on all this?
The
authority
given us.
We are
given authority in Matthew 10. Yes.
Yes. His
fallen angels.
And we
are given authority.
In Matthew 18. Whatever
we bound on earth, even in heaven
will be bound.
The importance is
here. We have to
work with Angel Michael, Angel Abaddon, and Angel Fire.
Those
foreign angels to be bound when we hold the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
shall appear there
and
pass the door of heaven,
which
was last created, the fourth heaven.
And we
got the rim above the pot of Christ,
where
there is the first heaven, second,
and
the third heaven.
And
God bless you. Thank you for coming.